Good morning, Audio Bo. It is Saturday, the 19th of September 2015. And I hope you are all well and have had a good week. And those who use Apple products or devices, whatever you want to call them, have managed to successfully update to iOS 9. iOS 9, it's not too bad. So far, there are little strange quirks, bugs, but it does seem that on the whole, VoiceOver does work better. VoiceOver seems to provide much better feedback of what is on the screen, and it tells you where, for example, when you send a text and you read what you have written, it tells you where your cursor is. Now, I don't know if it does this if and when you are using a Bluetooth keyboard, because I use the on-screen keyboard myself, because I made sure that I can... type on the actual screen. I've never wanted to be reliant on Siri, because for me it doesn't seem to work. Loads of people make it work, but I find that it's much quicker for me to type.
I've actually heard some people say that Siri is actually better since the update. I've actually heard that. Paula actually said it. I don't know if it's true.
Hopefully it is for people that like it and want to use it, because I always find it never really works for me that well, so I kind of don't use it. Ouch. And I seem to have done something to my neck and shoulder. I don't know what on earth. Woke up Tuesday morning in agony, and I just put it down to the fact that I probably slept well, awkwardly.
18 updates on my iPad.
But, oh my god. But, for some very strange reason, it seems to be still around. I might have pulled something, I don't know. But, it's annoying, to say the least. My work, we moved offices. They moved all our things over the weekend. So it was our first week there, and on the whole, I think the move went okay, but there have been things lost. I don't know if they're lost indefinitely or they have just been misplaced and they will be found as people settle back in more and as more teams from... you know, to move over to us. We used to work at this place before, but not on this particular floor and not in this particular position. Well, place in the building, I should say. It's been okay. Fortunately, IT managed to set up my equipment as I want it. Thankfully they have anyway, because I haven't seen anyone. They haven't bothered to come over and check, which is very poor really, but that's not surprising at all. But I made sure it was very good, because the woman who was in charge of the project leader, whatever you want to call her, who was in charge of the IT side of it, came round and she spoke to me and said, this is what, and I said, yeah. So she actually took a photograph of exactly how my equipment was placed on my desk. And then she brought round the IT guy who was meant to set it up and explained that I have specialist equipment. So he was aware, and she did say to him that she had the picture on the phone. So that was handy. As I say, it was all set up as I want it, for when I went back in on Tuesday. So that was a good thing that happened. My sister had her baby on Monday, so I'm really happy about that, very ecstatic. She's my very first ever niece, and she was born Monday evening. She was meant to be born Thursday the 10th, but she was a bit late. Sadly, they are in New York. Thank you, Zara. I agree. I'm glad you agree. She just sighed. Don't know if it picked her up doing that. Sadly, she's in New York, so I haven't actually been able to see her. My parents are there at the moment with her, so that's good. So my brother and I haven't seen her as yet. I can't believe it. My little sister, who definitely is my little sister, is married and has a baby. Amazing how fast time goes and how things change. My little sister is 11 years younger than me, so it's quite funny. I'm the eldest of three. My brother is in the middle. Today I'm going to go and have my feet done. And get the last of the shellac taken off of my fingers. And I'm going to have a bit of a break from the shellac for a while. Just to give my nails a chance to breathe. And remain strong. It's debate. People have different ideas as to whether it affects your nails, like whether it's detrimental to your nails or not. And as it's one of those debates, I am going to give them a break, just because I can. Plus, it saves me money. I'll still go and have my feet done because I hate having to try and cut my own toenails. I don't find it easy. What's wrong with you?
The trapdoor.
What, the programme?
Yeah, it's on iTunes.
Gosh. Anyway, I hope that you are all well. Hello, Barrington. What do you want? Oh, I won't do feeding her because I have done that before. And she does go a bit scatty, so it's very annoying. She remembered the building I worked in actually very well, and she remembered how to... She remembered the route down to the tube station. And unfortunately, I remembered it. And one of my colleagues was going that way, so she walked down with me just to make sure. And that worked out okay. I was not impressed. I wasn't looking forward to going on the tube because unfortunately Zara isn't escalator trained. They didn't used to do escalator training when I trained with Zara. And then afterwards when they said, you know, when it was authorised that it's okay, I never got round to doing it because she's a bit funny with things under her feet. And by the time that they said it was okay, she was an older dog, so I decided against it, which doesn't really help because most places have escalators, and finding train tube stations that have alternative step-free access is near on impossible. So it means I have to struggle with steps, and some of their steps are there's like loads. And the trouble is, if you travel at peak, they don't like to stop the escalators. They just make you struggle. I used to go to Liverpool Street via Moorgate, which now I will not do anymore. And Moorgate has a very long spiral staircase, which I used to have to use, because obviously they wouldn't stop the escalators. But yesterday I was told that I could go through King's Cross and change at King's Cross and use the lift, which is what I did. And that worked better, much better. Because I wasn't looking forward to having to hike up the stairs with my rucksack. Yeah, my next dog definitely will be escalator trained. I will insist on it. Because it's complicated otherwise. Makes it so, so awkward. Anyway, I will stop my moaning, publish this, and I will speak to you again soon in Audio Boomland. Take care. Bye-bye.